From baseball cards.
Oh, boy. Free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a true Collector's Corner. We've had Collector's Corner, kind of, we had one on Monday, had one on Thursday, but it's been a while since we've done a true Wednesday Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN, so it's good to be back. I think the studio audience appreciates having Collector's Corner back on its normal day and time here on the show. Every Wednesday around 5:30, we talk sports cards and collectibles. I've been in the hobby since I was a kid, both cards and memorabilia-wise. So why not talk about it on the show? That's the long story short for the genesis behind the segment. But as always, if you have questions about the hobby, questions about cards, collectibles, stuff like that, ideas for future topics on the segment, you can always send them to the text line, 319-366-1600. You can also email me directly, spencer@kgymradio.com. That's Spencer with C, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at kgymradio.com. And just put Collector's Corner in the subject line, and happy to chat with you that way as well. Big story today, if you are a baseball card collector, it is big release day. Bowman Baseball is out, one of the top releases for baseball collectors. It is the release if you love rookies, and especially if you love prospects. If you follow Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball, Midwest League baseball in general, or you really go down into the prospects, whether they're in the Arizona Complex League, low A, double A, triple A, all that stuff. If you love prospects, you love chasing the next big stars, collecting their cards, or just buying up a bunch of prospect cards and holding them and seeing who turns into what, this is the release for you. There's also cool rookie cards in the set, but majority of people who open up Bowman, collect Bowman cards, are collecting it for the prospects. And there's several different Bowman releases throughout the year. You've got Bowman Chrome. You've got Bowman Draft, which usually comes out after the Major League Baseball draft in the summer. But what Topps does, Topps produces the Bowman trading cards. They take the players drafted. Some of them go to Bowman Draft, which comes out, I think, usually August, September, that kind of window. But they hold a few back for the upcoming Bowman release, the next year's Bowman release. So these guys have been in the minor leagues for a while now, and maybe have worked their way up from last year to this year. But there are some guys who were drafted last year that are just now getting their first card in the Bowman release. And that is the case again here for 2025. The two big names, and you're probably familiar with them if you follow minor league baseball at all, or college baseball even for that matter. Charlie Condon is the one I think everybody's going to be looking for out of 2025 Bowman. His first Bowman, and for those unfamiliar, you look at the trading card, it says first Bowman in the corner. That is their first, thought to be their first professional baseball card, so there's a little bit of extra value there. I have a Jackson Churio first Bowman Chrome. That's more valuable than any other non-first Chrome that you might pull of the same player in other sets. But Charlie Condon, his first Bowman, he was the number 3 overall pick in last year's draft. He's in the set. He's on the cover. I'm looking at the sell sheet right now on Topps website. He's the key guy that they show. So Charlie Condon, who's in the Rockies organization, he is probably the number 1 chase. The other name in here that I think lots of people will be interested in is J.J. Weatherholt. He was the number 7 overall pick by the Cardinals last year in 2024. His first Bowmans are in this set, too. And then a guy I'm eager to see, and I'm hoping he makes it to Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and stays there for more than like 2 weeks, Jesus Made of the Brewers. He's currently in low A Carolina. I know Rattlers come to Cedar Rapids, I think, at least once more this summer, maybe twice. If you see him on the Rattlers roster, go see him play, because he is incredible. And he's very, very young, but Jesus Made, his first Bowman, is in the set. That's one I'm going to be looking for personally. Surprise, surprise, right? And then a name I noticed on the checklist, Kyle DeBarge. If you've gone to any Colonels games, You've seen him hit the cover off the baseballs, come up with a number of big hits for Cedar Rapids so far. His first Bowman for the Twins is in the set, too. You got key rookies in there. It's the same as Top Series 1 from this year. So James Wood, Dylan Cruz, Jacob Wilson, guys like that are your key professional rookies, players that are currently in the major leagues that you will be chasing in this year's Bowman. But it's out today. Today is official release day. And good luck if you're opening any packs with that. The interesting kind of additional chase that I mentioned when I teased Collector's Corner earlier in the show, I previewed what we were going to talk about. Topps has put this kind of new chase element into it. They have new red rookie card redemption program. And what it is basically is you pull a rookie card, and normally the rookie card logo is blue and white, the standard rookie card logo. They have put copies of the rookie cards for, say, Dylan Cruz or James Wood in the set, but the rookie card logo is red, and that's a special card. And if you find one of those, you will then have 4 months to redeem the card for $100 in Fanatics fan cash. So since Topps is owned by Fanatics, that's how it's connected there. There's an extra element to this. If the collector chooses to keep the card and not cash it in right away, and the player goes on to win an MVP or Cy Young award in their career, the red rookie card, the card with the red rookie card logo, will be worth $300 in fan cash, and you could hold it even longer. If they eventually get to the Baseball Hall of Fame, you could get $1,000 in fan cash. Now, the catch is, right, Fanatics still has to be an operating company. If Dylan Cruz has a 20-year MLB career, will baseball cards still exist in 2045 or whatever, right? Will Topps still be a company where you can cash this in? There's a lot. They're kind of banking on the fact that people will just turn it in for $100 right away, but you can get up to $1,000 in fan cash if you decide to hold it for the next 10 to 20 years. I think if I found one of these, I would just take the cash right away, because there's probably 20 rookies, 20 to 30 rookie cards in the set, and only one guy is going to win Rookie of the Year. So unless it's like a shoe-in favorite, right, it doesn't make sense to keep every single rookie card that you find with this red logo. You know, you might win one of them, but only one person gets Rookie of the Year. So that's kind of, it doesn't make much sense to keep every rookie. It's just the top ones that will be the most valuable, right? Like a Cruz or a James Wood and stuff like that. So I like the added chase element, but I can't imagine many people are going to hold on with, you know, hopes of $1,000 payday in 20 years, right?
What's the conversion rate for fan cash to the U.S. dollar?
The actual dollar? I don't think there's a cash option with this. I think you have to take the fan cash option there.
I kind of imagine if you have a rookie card of someone who, one of these red rookie cards who does make the Hall of Fame, it's probably going to be more expensive than just $1,000 worth of
right merch,
fan cash.
Right.
But hey, that's just me. I would imagine you can probably get a little bit bigger payday of real money
as opposed
to that. But what do I know?
I'm seeing this now too. Apparently the initial expiration date for the $100 prize is March 31st of next year. So how are people supposed to hold the card in hopes that Roki Sasaki gets elected to the Hall of Fame and you win $1,000 in fan cash if the prize expires on March 31st of 2026? Topps, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Do we need to get legalese involved? I don't know, but that is an added element. The chase element's fun. They do this with the MVP buyback, so they put out Topps Chrome cards, right? And if you pull a Shohei Ohtani card, it's worth $20. If you pull a Shohei Ohtani parallel, it's worth $50 or whatever the scale is. They do that with Topps, and this is now for rookies. I'm cool with it. It gets people interested. The one problem is it jacks up the prices of certain products, and that's not fun at all. But that was at least the new Chase element put out with Bowman. But that is new out today. And good luck if you are opening any. I did not pre-order any. I will be waiting to see if I can find it at either a local hobby store or elsewhere. I might just buy singles. Buy the Jesus Made first Bowman refractor that I want for my collection. Real quick, we're short on time here. We'll skip the NFL draft one. Might circle back to that. There's plenty of draft content, but I saw this earlier today for you Caitlin Clark fans out there, you Funko Pop collectors. We're not just a card segment. This is also about sports collectibles, too. Funko Pop, you know, those tiny vinyl figurines. I've got a few. I don't have a ton in my collection, but I've got, two Giannis ones. I've got Dame, Joe Burrow, and Mike Trout in my collection. I don't know why I have Burrow and Trout. I just do, but you can know why I have the Bucks ones. Funko has announced an agreement with the WNBA to launch its first ever WNBA Funko Pop figurines, and Caitlin Clark will be one of them. So you'll have an official Indiana Fever Caitlin Clark Funko Pop to be chasing here. The pre-sale starts a week from today, May 14th. It's not just Caitlin Clark. It'll be Caitlin Clark, Asia Wilson, Angel Reese, and Brianna Stewart as part of the initial WNBA Funko Pop line. So there you go. If you collect sports figurines, remember starting lineups? I'm sure we all had. I know I had a ton of those as a kid. My dad has, I think, most of them in his closet somewhere, like in a box. They're all thrown into a box. Starting lineups were all the rage back in the 80s and 90s. They had the McFarlane sports figurines. Now it seems like Funko Pops are the way to go with that. But Caitlin Clark getting her own Fever Funko Pop. That will be very popular. May need to order one for the studio or three. Just put it all around the building. Put one here, sports office, out front. Why is this out here? The sports guys just ordered one. We'll expense it, too. It's going to happen. That's Collector's Corner here for today on 1600 ESPN. Finally back to a regular schedule with it. If you missed anything from past shows, you can always check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. Sports Menu is coming up next. We'll wrap up the show and look at the night ahead. Hey, it's